This week, HBO has been heavily promoting its new movie, Live from Baghdad.
Hello, Atlanta. There is something happening outside.
This is it!
The skies of Baghdad are illuminated.
The bombs are falling.
We are going live to Baghdad.
It's about the CNN producers and reporters who braved Iraqi censors and Allied bombs to report from a room in the Al Rashid Hotel on the first night of the Gulf War in 1991. Commentator and Time magazine writer James Poniewozik says it might be worth your while to tune in on Saturday.
It's a sad accident of history, but a fortunate one of marketing, that just as we're bracing for war in the Gulf, HBO is coming out with a movie about the last one. Live from Baghdad is one of those earnest journalism movies where roguish, hard-drinking newsies run down hallways and say things like, "We've got to feed the beast." Certainly, the CNN crew deserves credit for bravery, even though HBO and CNN are now both divisions of my employer, AOL Time Warner, so this is a bit like NBC making a movie about a heroic GE dishwasher. But what Live from Baghdad doesn't show is that, while journalistic freedom won that battle, it lost the war. Even as CNN's reporters were outwitting Saddam Hussein's censors, the Pentagon was corralling reporters in pools, subjecting their reports to what it called security review, and parceling out government-approved video in lieu of actual war reporting. The system worked so well that the cuffs were back on in Afghanistan, and all indications are that, come the sequel, they'll be even tighter. In the movie, CNN producer Robert Wiener, played by Michael Keaton, says broadcasting a war from the enemy capital is the journalistic equivalent of walking on the moon. Today, I think it's more like walking on water. Unless you have connections with God, it ain't gonna happen. Are there legitimate security reasons to restrict reporting? Sure, the military did it in World War II to keep the troops safe, yet reporters still got to the front lines to show us the real blood and bullets war. Today's press handling is a means of controlling not just the news, but history. Picture Vietnam and you think napalm and firefights. Picture the Gulf War and you think smart bombs bloodlessly vaporizing bridges. That's not war, that's demolition. But we can't blame the government alone for the whitewash. In 1991, many news organizations declined to fight the restrictions in court, in part because they feared a backlash from their passionately pro-war audience. Today, they serve a frightened public that increasingly believes that today's dangers are too great for us to allow ourselves the liberties we used to. The Pentagon, we figure, will tell us what it's safe to know, and 10 years from now, HBO can recreate the rest. It does that, stunningly, in the climax of Live from Baghdad, as the actors playing CNN's Peter Arnett and John Holloman bark out a play-by-play as the bombs explode outside their hotel window. You might want to tape it. When the next Gulf War breaks out, you may be curious to see what one actually looks like.
James Poniewozik is a staff writer for Time magazine.